acquaintance has been so queer. When I saw you for the first time, I was afraid of you. So afraid that I didn't dare let you out of my sight. No matter when or where, I always found myself near you. I didn't dare have you for an enemy, so I became your friend. But there was always discord when you came to our house, because I saw that my husband couldn't endure you, and the whole thing seemed awry to me as an ill-fitted gown, and I did all I could to make him friendly towards you, but with no success, until you became engaged. Then came a violent friendship between you, so that it looked all at once as though you both dared show your real feelings, only when you were secure. And then, how was it later? I didn't get jealous, strange to say, and I remember at christening when you acted as godmother, I made him kiss you. He did so, and he became so confused, as it were. I didn't notice it then, didn't think about it later either, and have never thought about it until now. Why are you silent? You haven't said a word this whole time, but you have let me go on talking. You have sat there with your eyes have reeled out at me all these thoughts, which lay like raw silk in his cocoon. Thoughts. Suspicious thoughts, perhaps. Why did you break your engagement? Why do you never come to our house anymore? Why won't you come to see us tonight? You needn't speak. I understand it all. It was because... And because, yes, yes, now all the accounts balance. That's it, fee. I won't sit at the same table as you. That's the reason I had to embroider the tulips, which I hate, on his slippers. Because you're fond of tulips, and that's why we go to Lake Milan in the summer. Because you don't like salt water. And that's why my boy is called Eskil, because it's your father's name. That's the way you wear your clothes, read your authors... Eat your favourite dishes, drink your drinks. That's why, oh my God, it's terrible. Everything, everything came from you to me. Your soul crept into mine like a worm into an apple. Ate and ate, bored and bored, until nothing have left but a ring and a little black dust within. I wanted to get away from you, but I couldn't. You lay like a snake and chowed with your black eyes. I felt that when I lifted my wings, they only dragged me down. I lay in the water with bound feet, and the stronger I strove to keep up, the deeper I worked myself down, until I sank to the bottom, where you lay like a giant crab to clutch me in your claws, and there I am lying now.